Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Bonjour à tous, welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast. This is episode number 89, numéro 89. This episode is part 2 of our lesson on how to ask for and give directions in French. So if you haven't listened to part 1 yet, then listen to episode number 88 first. Okay, so today you are going to learn a few useful and simple French expressions to give directions. These are beginner expressions, so very basic, but also very useful. If you are new here, then make sure you have your lessons cheat sheet in front of you so you can see the words while listening to the lesson. The download link is in the episode notes on the podcast platform you are listening to. After the lesson, head over to the French Made Easy library to download your lessons exercises. The link is also in the episode notes and it's free. All right, so let's get started. We are going to take the scenario where a stranger is asking us for directions in the street. So we don't know that person, so we are going to use the subject pronoun vous, which is the formal you. But because we are giving directions or instructions, we are going to use the imperative mood. Now, don't panic. This is not turning into a super complicated conjugation episode, and we are not going to learn the imperative today. But I still want you to understand how the expressions that we are learning today are made. There's no point in me teaching you phrases if you don't fully understand how they're made. So what you've got to know for now is that in a few expressions that we are about to learn today, we are going to drop the subject pronoun vous. So we're not going to use it, but we are going to keep the conjugated verb. I promise it will make more sense when I give you an example in a minute. Okay, so our first expression is continuer tout droit. Continue or go straight ahead. Continuer tout droit. So just to go back quickly to the subject pronoun, instead of saying vous continuez tout droit, which means you continue or you go straight ahead, with the imperative, I drop the vous and I say continuez tout droit. Continue or go straight ahead. All right. Next one. Tournez à gauche. Turn left. Tournez à gauche. Tournez à droite. Turn right. Tournez à droite. Now, little pronunciation note here. There is a difference between tout droit, which means straight ahead, that we used in our first expression, where the final T is silent, and à droite, where you hear the T. It's not silent. Tout droit, à droite. Tout droit, T silent, à droite, T pronounced. Okay, next expression. Prenez la première à gauche. Take the first left. So it's implied, take the first street on your left. Prenez la première à gauche. Prenez la première à droite. Take the first right. Prenez la première à droite. And same goes with second, third, etc. So prenez la deuxième à gauche. Take the second left. Prenez la deuxième à droite. Take the second right. Traversez la rue. Cross the street. Traversez la rue. Passer le cinéma. Go past the cinema, for example. Passez le cinéma. La gare est sur votre gauche. The train station is on your left. La gare est sur votre gauche. La gare est sur votre droite. The train station is on your right. La gare est au bout de la rue. The train station is at the end of the street. La gare est au bout de la rue. Et voilà, that's it. Now you have a few simple expressions to give direction to someone in French. And that's also the end of today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it and I'll chat with you in the next episode. Merci beaucoup. À bientôt. Hey, it's me again. Before you go, I just wanted to let you know that if you are struggling with French pronunciation, I am excited to announce my new and free beginner's audio guide. It's called 5-Step Roadmap to a Faultless French Pronunciation. It's really designed to simplify your French pronunciation journey and to make it less overwhelming for you. So if you are a beginner starting or restarting to learn French and you want to improve your French pronunciation, then this audio guide is perfect for you. And obviously, you also get a transcript with the audio guide so you can follow along while you listen. So click the link inside your podcast notes to access your audio guide. It is free. À bientôt. Bye.